Thank you for tuning in to the She Words podcast. She Words are just myself, Felicia Ramsey, sharing with you what God is speaking to me through me as a woman. She Words are motivational messages on motherhood, marriage, and mentorship. Welcome to today's She Words podcast. Thank you for tuning in for another episode of the She Words podcast. I am your host, Alicia Ramsey, and She Words are motivational messages on motherhood, marriage, and mentorship. Now, I know you may be listening. You may say, well, I'm not a mother. Still a message for you. You may not be married, but there's definitely still a message for you. You may be asking questions about, should I have a mentor, should I not? Well, I'm glad you asked that question because episode 13 talks about how to select a mentor and even the power behind mentorship. For this episode today, I want to share something really important for us to talk about. I do not have a special guest with me today because I wanted to take time to share with you data. I wanted to share information that would change a situation that you may know about. Maybe it is something that happened to you, or maybe you do not know how to talk about it, when or where to talk about it. So listen today to determine how to move forward. Recently, I taught a Bible study, and the title of the Bible study was Dealing with Daddy Issues. I recorded this message the Wednesday before Father's Day. And the reason I'm making sure I take my time with this topic is because as a woman, when you reflect back into the environment that you grew up in, understanding why you function the way that you function, there's so many people that have gone through difficult situations in life, and we suppress that instead of dealing with it. So in today's She Words podcast, I really want you to take the opportunity to listen closely, meditate on the information, think about the information, and then act on the information. So today's topic, dealing with daddy issues. If you have a question or you have a concern, or you would like to find out more information about a topic. And when I say concern, you may say to yourself, well, I'm concerned that this might be a problem for me, Alicia. This may not be a problem for me. I'm not sure. That's a question. That's a concern. You can contact us at aramseyconsulting@gmail.com. aramseyconsulting@gmail.com. Our website is finished and it is going to be launched during the month of July. So we're going to put out more information about different ways that you can connect to myself and to our blog. So many things that we're going to be doing to help you in the areas of motherhood, marriage, and mentorship. So again, follow us on social media, She Words Facebook page, and you can also email us at aramseyconsulting@gmail.com. So today, we're talking about dealing with daddy issues. Like many of you, I grew up watching cartoons, watching shows where you had this idea in your mind of what your relationship with your father should be like. I watched The Brady Bunch, Good Times. Do you remember that? The Flintstones. There were daddies. No single moms, but daddies. And you liked the way the father functioned in the family. There are so many things in life that we dreamed about. The fairy tales, the happily ever after, and getting married, having a boy and a girl, working the job of your dreams, or maybe you wanted to be a stay-at-home mom, having the house with the fence and the dog or the cat. All of these things we dreamed about, whether you are Caucasian, African American, Hispanic, Asian, biracial, no matter what your ethnicity may be, you had dreams of how you wanted to have a positive relationship with your biological mother, positive relationship with your biological father, but life didn't end up that way for you. And that has happened for many individuals. Children come in the world innocent, and they are dealt a hand. And sometimes it is difficult to understand why they are dealt that particular hand. So today I want to see what I can do to shed light on the subject of dealing with daddy issues. For those of you that have followed the She Words podcast in the past, you know that I am a Christian. My day job, per se, is helping my husband to run our ministry. My background is in education, specifically middle school education. I always enjoyed middle schoolers because that was a time of transition for them. And you would not believe how many young people over the years that I had to deal with that were struggling with daddy issues. Now, daddy issues is not necessarily a medical term, but it is something that you hear often and people say it often. The term daddy issues gets tossed around a lot, but most of the people doing the tossing are getting it all wrong. It can become like a catch-all term to describe almost anything a woman does when it comes to sex and relationships. I can get a little more detailed in the podcast than I did in the Bible study message, so I want you to listen closely. If a young woman has sex too soon, if she doesn't want to have sex, or if she is looking for reassurance, she has daddy issues. If she prefers older men, they say she has daddy issues. Now, I'm not a psychotherapist, I'm not a psychologist, I'm not a certified counselor, but I do study people that are. And according to this licensed psychotherapist, she breaks it down for what it truly means. And she is a triple licensed psychotherapist that I looked up information on her site. And she says it's hard to say, seeing how daddy issues isn't an official medical term or a recognized disorder. Children need dependable adults in their lives to form a secure attachment. Think on that. Who did you attach to growing up? Was it a mother, grandmother, biological father, stepfather, an uncle, foster mother, adoptive mother? Who did you have an attachment to, or did you have an attachment to anyone at all? If there isn't any type of attachment, many people can form an issue that they don't even realize that this is something that is forming as they are growing up, but they can become anxious. They can isolate themselves. If a child doesn't have a father figure in their life consistently, this could lead to an insecure attachment style later in adulthood. I'm not saying this, but the psychotherapist is saying this, that if a child doesn't have a father figure in their life consistently, this could lead to an insecure attachment style later in life. It does matter. I know sometimes you tell yourself, well, it doesn't matter that my father wasn't in my life. It does. It doesn't matter that I didn't have a positive role model in the form of a male in my life. It does. I use the story of Amon and Tamar in the book of 2 Samuel for my Bible study. Christians, go back and read that story and really look at David's role as a father and how his lack of being attentive to the need of his daughter affected not only his daughter, but both of his sons, which resulted in murder, isolation, just so many things that happened, betrayal, manipulation, all because a father did not deal with his issues, which trickled down to the children dealing with daddy issues. If you're listening today and you want to get more help in that area, I believe in holistic services. I believe in Christian counseling. I believe in therapy. I believe in talking to your family, you know, practitioner, letting someone know I need more support, letting someone know that I went through something in life that hurt me, something that devastated me. Here is an issue. Now, since this is a podcast and it is my personal podcast, I can share some things that are an opinion. In regards to the Bill Cosby situation, it's something I have not spoke on, but one thing that I can say that people that were victimized, people that believe they were victimized, people that were truly victimized, they have a right to speak no matter how long it has been. People want to victim shame and say, well, it's been 20 years. Why are you talking about it now? It truly is a real thing when people suppress what has happened to them. I've been in countless counseling sessions. I've been a part of child protective services where things began happening to children at a very young age and they suppress themselves. They literally separate their mind and their body. And when they're being violated, their mind goes somewhere else to help them survive and get through it. And then a traumatic situation can happen or something can happen where it is exposed. And you're looking at this young person and they're 13 and the violation started when they were 3. And they never told anyone. A lot of times there's fear that takes place because the dominant figure, it could be male or female, that violate children. Pedophiles are not just males, they're females too, that can tell the children, I'm going to hurt you or I'm going to harm your family if you say anything. So I do not believe in victim shaming. So if you're listening to me right now and you are saying, that did happen to me and I don't know what to do about it, I want you to make sure you use this number that I'm going to share with you and reach out and find out how you can get support through this process. Because the statistics tell us that one of the most shocking facts about sexual assault is that only 5% of sexual assault reports filed have been proven false, which tells you that 95% of them are true. 82% of all juvenile sexual assault victims are female. 82%. A majority of people that listen to this podcast, you are female. 90% of adult rape victims are female. And I've said this before, it doesn't matter if it is date rape, it could be your boyfriend, it could be your husband, it could be your ex-husband. No means no. It could be someone you work with, it could be someone in your family. No means no. It is important for us as women, and I'm talking to you as a woman, to be assured that we can speak up if we are hurt. We can speak up and get the help that we need. If you have a question or have a concern, please make sure you reach out to us at aramseyconsulting@gmail.com, aramseyconsulting@gmail.com, or check us out on Facebook, the She Words Facebook page. I know this topic is deep today, and you're saying to yourself, oh my goodness, she should have gave us a warning that this was going to be a therapy session. But I want to make sure that I cover many different areas in this podcast, because the goal is for you to grow, to learn, to grow, and to be able to accomplish your dreams. And you have to address different areas in your life in order to make that happen. We are a triune being. We are made up of a soul, which is our mind, our will, our intellect, and our emotions. Then we have our physical being. Then we have our spiritual being. So many women that I know, we can cover one area like we're really physically fit, but then we don't deal with our soul. Or we are very, very spiritual, but then we're out of shape. It's time for us to address each and every area of your life. Can I get a hand clap? It is time for you to address each and every area of your life. I share this a lot on my Instagram page, Lady Ramsey, that this is the year for women to address their mental health, their spiritual wealth, and their physical endurance. This is a part today, talking about daddy issues, of us addressing our mental health, because surviving is only part of it. It is time for us to start thriving. We have daddy issues, they need to be addressed. Adolescents age 14 to 17 are far more likely to be sexually victimized. Nearly one in six young ladies and young men are sexually victimized. 14 to 17. You may be listening to me right now and you can think back to those years, middle school and high school. You could have went through some devastating things that you suppressed. Now you're in your 40s, and this conversation is bringing up those feelings. Feelings of hurt, feelings of anger, feelings of bitterness. You feel as if there was no one there. You don't have a relationship with your father. You didn't have a relationship with your father. Your mother was not present physically. Or maybe your mother was present physically, but she wasn't present mentally. Maybe your mother is the one that brought the man into the home that violated you. Today is the day that we can address it. And you can start by calling the National Sexual Assault Telephone Hotline, 1-800-656-HOPE, 1-800-656-4673. Well, we're going to take a break right now. And I want to do an Ask Alicia moment. And during this Ask Alicia moment, I would like to acknowledge some of the faithful listeners that we have that tag me often on social media, letting me know how the podcast has inspired them. And I just want to shoot out a big yes. I love you. You're amazing. Thank you so much for supporting. Do you hear that music? This is for you. Shout out to Amaya. She's 21. Thank you so much for supporting the She Words podcast. And Yolanda Lake. Thank you so much. Yes, shout out to Yolanda for always tagging me and supporting the She Words podcast. And again, another celebration for Angela. Angela, thank you for loving the fact that I address real issues and tagging me and putting it in your story to tell people to listen to the podcast. So I wanted to give those shout outs to those three women. This celebration is for you. Thank you for being a part of our community. Now, as we finish up our topic today, dealing with daddy issues, we are often told that it is only females that deal with daddy issues, and that's not true. Males can deal with those issues too. The sad part about it is that according to the CDC, poor parent-child relationships, particularly with fathers, is one of the risk factors linked to a greater likelihood of perpetrating sexual violence. So when they look at young men or young women that have done something inappropriate or committed a sexual crime, they can look at poor parent-child relationships, particularly with their father or lack of having a father. The term daddy issues is something that I am going to stop using that term because it is a negative term. And instead of me saying daddy issues, really addressing what is it that is causing the person difficulty, what is it that has caused me to have difficulty, and how can I speak positive over the individual or speak positive over myself? Like, yes, my father wasn't there in this issue. My father wasn't there in this part of my life. Yet I can still deal with that issue no matter how old I am. You can too, no matter how old you are. I shared with you a number earlier that it's, you don't have to give your name. You can call anonymous. 1-800-656-HOPE. 1-800-656-4673. Call that number. Let them know that, hey, I just want to talk this out. This is something that I have been through. This is something that I've dealt with as a child. And I want to figure out how I can move forward. Because if you don't deal with those issues, it can affect your choice in partners. If your relationship with your father or the person that raised you was traumatic or disappointing, you are more likely to choose a partner that will disappoint you in some way. It is believed that people will gravitate towards the type of relationships they've had in the past, even if it was a troubled one. Have you ever heard that saying that you're dating your father? You may say, I didn't even know my father. Like, what? That man acts just like your father. Or you're saying you're dating your mother or you're dating your ex. Like, this is a new girlfriend you have here, but she acts just like the last one. Or this is a new guy that you're, you know, going to marry. You're engaged to someone new, but they act just like the last one that didn't work out. Several studies have shown that it is important for you to understand how your relationships in childhood affect your choices in adulthood. I know that seems very simplistic, but there's so many times that we try to block that out, and you can't do that. It's a new season. It's a new day. This is the year, what did I say, that we're going to start addressing these things. So when we look at the title, Dealing with Daddy Issues, say it out of your mouth. Alicia Ramsey, I have daddy issues. Alicia Ramsey, I had daddy issues. And when I say daddy issues, let's break it down. I had issues that my father wasn't there. I had issues with my stepfather. I had issues that my grandparents raised me instead of my biological parents. These are where my issues came out. So instead of us masking it in the term daddy issues, let's broaden that. Let's get detailed and explain exactly what is going on in your life and why it is going on in your life. You can get through this, because the bottom line is we all have our version of issues, whether they stem from a poor relationship with a caregiver, a parent who was absent by death or divorce, or having parents who fought all the time and didn't get along. You aren't destined to live a life of heartache and poor choices just because you didn't get the security that you deserved. You were given less than a stellar performance from your caregivers, but the fact that you and I, as Christians, you and I that believe things can get better, believe in the positive, we are going to look at our life in a way that says, I know what has happened to me, I know what I have been through, but the best is yet to come. I've told you before, I believe in positive affirmations. I believe in speaking life and not death. As a Christian, the Bible says death and life are in the power of the tongue. You're going to speak life over yourself. You are going to believe that I'm going to begin changing some decisions in my life, because I'm going to find out. I can't say this enough to you. It is so important to find out why you function the way you function. That's why you're listening to the podcast today. If I triggered something inside of you, it is important that you address it. Don't forget, the number is 1-800-656-HOPE, 1-800-656-4673. She Words Podcast is here to share with you motivational, inspirational. Today, it was really informational, so that you can become a better mother, so that your marriage can work, and so that you can connect with other individuals through mentorship to better your life. You may not have an official mentor, but if you're listening to me right now, hey, I can be your mentor. Our time together is valuable. I don't have to know you to care about you. And this She Word today was me saying that there's so much more for you. Life is bigger than this, and it will get better. You have to believe it. Believe that you shall receive everything that God has promised you. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast today. I look forward to connecting with you next time. Have an amazing week. Thank you for joining me for today's She Words. If you enjoyed our time together, make sure you invite someone to tune in. Remember, God is love, and choose to let that love shine through you today. Have an amazing, make the most of this moment day.